as we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, in that reading from John's eyewitness account of the good news of Jesus' life that Doug read for us earlier, we heard Jesus speaking to his disciples. And the occasion for this conversation is a meal. But it's not just any meal. Jesus did share a lot of meals with his disciples, with his friends, but this one was different. This was the Last Supper that Jesus and his followers would have together before he died. This conversation happened on Good Friday Eve, less than 24 hours before Jesus would be beaten, stripped, and nailed to a cross and die. And in these last few precious hours that Jesus has with his friends, he's reminding them of the teaching that he shared with them over the 3 years of his ministry. He's reminding them perhaps of the most important teaching, the things that they are to hold on to remember through the following days and hours of horror. And in the middle of the things that Jesus wants to remind them of his most important teaching, he says this: greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. All the way through those 3 years, Jesus has spoken many times about the core value of sacrifice, of putting others first, how that's central to his way of life. And here he summarizes that teaching and in this famous phrase: greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And it is a phrase that has particular relevance and resonance at this time of year, when we remember those who have died. It's even carved into the wood of the lych gate in our churchyard. You will have seen the corner of it as some of those wreaths were being laid in the video. And in this season of remembrance, we remember those who have died in conflict, often putting themselves in harm's way so that others could be kept safe from harm. And we choose to remember them because we believe that it's important to honour that sacrifice, their laying down of their lives for their friends. And we're doing it in a strange way this year because of the wider context. We've not been able to gather in the way that we normally would with our community in the churchyard. And on Wednesday, the 11th of the 11th, at 11 o'clock, normally we would gather in the market square for an act of remembrance here in Wellington. And we're not going to be able to do that this year. But that is not because we don't honour the lives and the memories of those who have laid down their lives, but because we are following their example, laying down our own preferences, our lives, so that others can be protected from harm. You see, as we head into this second lockdown, it seems to me that this thing that Jesus said about laying down our lives, that we think about a lot at this remembrance time, might help us to understand what we're being asked to do at the moment. As we go into this lockdown, what does it mean for us to lay down our lives for our friends? There are some perhaps obvious examples: for NHS staff, for teachers and other school staff, for care workers and other key workers. This time has often meant putting their own lives and the lives of their families at risk. These are those who have continued to go to work in situations of higher risk, with variable quality sometimes of protection, laying down their own preferences, their own safety, and sometimes even their own lives for others. But at this remembrance time, we don't only remember those who active combatants who died or were injured. We also remember the sacrifices of the wartime generations at home. The children evacuated far from friends and family. Those who had to learn to cook and prepare meals from rationed supplies. The land army and munitions factory girls who had to learn new skills and take on manual labour that they might never have imagined for themselves. And just like those generations, those on the home front, we face choices. Will we sacrifice what we prefer to do for the sake of others, so that we can protect others? Will we lay down our lives for our friends? Will we be graceful and generous in not going out when it's not necessary? Will we be careful not to kid ourselves by making exceptions for us, for ourselves, thinking about the reasons that the rules don't really apply to us or our situation? Will we be diligent in looking out for those who are isolated and lonely and go out of our way to include them and to support them? Elsewhere in his teaching, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Laying down our lives for our friends is difficult enough. Will we lay down our lives for our enemies? I know that some of us feel resentment and anger towards those we believe have been careless and have not played their part up to now in containing this virus. We perhaps blame them for this second lockdown. Perhaps we blame the government. Will we love these people as well? It might help us just to take a step back for a minute and realize that there is something truly shocking at the heart of this teaching from Jesus. We read it so often in church that I wonder if we might have lost some of its impact. Just think about it for a minute. Just think about the implications. Jesus commands his followers to love each other, and elsewhere he commands them to love their enemies. Not just any old love, but to love with the same way that Jesus loves. Really think about that for a minute. Love is something that can be commanded. And if it can be commanded, then it can be chosen. It has to be. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have commanded it. Jesus wouldn't tell us to do something that is impossible. That's not to say that it isn't difficult at times, but it is possible. Over this Last Supper, Jesus goes on to talk with his friends about the Holy Spirit, the one who will come as a gift from the Father to help people to follow Jesus, to live in his way, and to love as he did. It is the Holy Spirit at work in us that enables us to love with God's love, to choose to love our enemies, to lay down our lives for our enemies and for our friends, just as Jesus did. He laid down his life for his friends, yes, but also for his enemies. And Jesus took his life up again. And if we follow his example and his command, we will also be able to take our lives up again. They may not look like the lives we had. We may not ever take them up in the way, same way that we had them. Many generations who have lived through wars never did. But I believe that we can know that as we follow Jesus in the way of the cross, so we will be led to resurrection and new life with him forever. Amen.